The scripture reading is Matthew chapter 23, verse 23. "Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you tithe mint and dill and cumin, and have neglected the weightier providence of the law, justice and mercy and faithfulness. But these are the things you should have done without neglecting the others." Amen.
Continuing from the morning service, lastly, faithfulness refers to our faith towards God. Hebrews 11 verse 6 says, "And without faith, it is impossible to please Him. For he who comes to God must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of those who seek Him." In keeping the commandments of God, we first have to believe that God is alive. Those who go to church believe that God is alive. They say so. But whether their faith is true or not is checked when trial comes. We also have to believe that God rewards us when we keep His commandments. The Pharisees and scribes thought that they believed in God, but they didn't truly believe. Colossians chapter 3, verse 22 says, "Slaves, in all things, obey those who are your masters on earth, not with external service as those who merely please men, but with sincerity of heart, fearing the Lord." The Pharisees and scribes kept the commandments, but they only had external service to be recognized by others. In other words, they didn't acknowledge God who was searching the depths of their hearts. If they really acknowledged the living God, they would also have believed in judgment. But those who commit sin frequently, ask yourself whether you truly believe in God. The Bible clearly says such sins will lead you to death and you cannot be saved. It is mentioned many times, but still there are people who commit such a sin. So ask yourself whether you truly believe that Father God is alive. If you truly believe the Word of God and if you truly believe the Bible, then you will fear the judgment in hell and you cannot commit sin. You confess with your lips and you know with your knowledge that you believe in God. But just as written in the first letter of John, if you truly believe, you will never commit sin. They would also have feared God who would destroy the evil people and pay back unrighteousness with punishments. If they really believed in God from the heart, they would have believed in God who rewards those good deeds, and they would have practiced righteousness with hope. Brothers and sisters, you are conducting a New Jerusalem campaign to really live by the Word of God. It's important to participate in such a movement, but something even more important is the kind of heart you have. You should have the hope that you can also go to New Jerusalem. God allows better heavenly places to those who will take hold of them by force. That being said, you know, when you try to cut off the worldly things, learn the Word of God, pray and look up to this God, believing God who will reward you when you practice the Word, then you can cast away sins and work faithfully with joy. Because you know your place is being constructed in a better heavenly place and that there are more rewards being stored up. The rewards on this earth is temporary and momentary. It's not for, it doesn't last forever. But the rewards in heaven given to you last forever. It doesn't perish. It cannot be stolen. You will become glory to Father God forever and ever. Whoever visits you, become glory to them. I hope that you will keep all the commandments of God with faith and joy that tell us to do, not do, keep, or cast away certain things. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, now, I explained justice, mercy, and faithfulness are important. But does that mean the deeds are not important? As Jesus said in the reading, scripture, we have to do these things. In other words, we have to cultivate justice, mercy, and faithfulness without neglecting the others. In other words, without neglecting deeds such as giving the tithes. If we cultivate justice, mercy, and faithfulness in our hearts, we will naturally have the deeds of the following and keeping the commandments. We will worship and pray with all our heart. We will give proper tithes and offerings and work for God faithfully. You can keep on practicing the Word of God with your heart, even though you haven't yet fully cultivated justice, mercy, and faithfulness. God will see your heart, and He will guide you to quickly cultivate justice, mercy, and faithfulness in you. In other words, your faith will increase quickly. On the contrary, you should not mistakenly think that you are living by the Word just because you have outward deeds. If that's the case, your faith might even stop growing. From Isaiah chapter 1, verses 11 through 14, we can see how earnestly God wants us to cultivate justice, mercy, and faithfulness in our hearts. So, I want you to feel God's heart from the scripture. It says, "What are your multiplied sacrifices to me, says the Lord? I have had enough of burnt offerings of rams and the fat of fat cattle, and I take no pleasure in the blood of bulls, lambs, or goats. When you come to appear before me, who requires of you this trampling of my courts? Bring your worthless offerings no longer. Incense is an abomination to me. New moon and Sabbath, the calling of assemblies, I cannot endure iniquity and a solemn assembly. I hate your new moon festivals and your appointed feasts. They have become a burden to me. I am weary of bearing them." In other words, even though you give so many offerings and form holy rituals, God is not pleased at all if you practice evil at the same time. God says, those things have become a burden to Him, and He is weary of bearing them. Therefore, you should remember that everything you give to God will be pleasing to Him only when you cultivate justice, mercy, and faithfulness. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, now, what do we have to do to cultivate justice, mercy, and faithfulness? We have to circumcise our heart. Jeremiah 4 verse 4 says, "Circumcise yourselves to the Lord, and remove the foreskins of your heart, men of Judah and inhabitants of Jerusalem." Here, to remove the foreskins of heart means that we have to wash away our heart that is stained with sins and evil. In the Old Testament, circumcision was physically done to the body. Circumcision is to remove the foreskin of man's penis. The Old Testament is the shadow for the New Testament. In the New Testament, we do true circumcision, which is not the circumcision of body, but of heart. So you have to remove the foreskins of your heart. In other words, you have to get rid of evil and sin by the Word of God. It is said in Colossians chapter 2, verse 11, "And in Him you were also circumcised with the circumcision made without hands, in the removal of the body of the flesh by the circumcision of Christ." It was not easy to circumcise the heart in the Old Testament days, but in the New Testament days, we can do it because we have the help of the Holy Spirit. In the scripture that I explained, the removal of the body of the flesh is to cast off filthy flesh from our heart. We can cultivate justice, mercy, and faithfulness when we fundamentally remove the dirty sins and evil, which is the perishing flesh, by circumcising our heart. But today, even among the believers in God, there are many people who don't circumcise their heart because they don't know the truth correctly. Some people even believe that their heart is completely circumcised the moment they accept the Lord. But how can it be said that the heart is circumcised while it has a foul odor coming out? In the morning. Now, not many our church members are receiving my prayer because they live by the word of God and they are healed. So, usually, who come to me to receive my prayer are those who I don't know them well. I don't know them well. So I, you know, do you keep the Lord's Day holy? Do you give a proper tithe? And she said, no. She doesn't come to church. She just comes to early morning, the morning service. If you are sick, when you live by the word of God, it is a miracle. Since you cast off sins and live by the word of God, most of you, so you don't get sick. Most of you don't get sick. If you are sick, then you are from other churches or your family members who don't believe in God. Well, I know someone that I am aware of. So I told him, why don't you get rid of your hot temper? Why can't you get rid of hot temper? Then she was so sorry before me and she couldn't make eye contact with me. So, it's nonsense if odor is coming out from your heart. You have to give out the fragrance of the Lord Jesus Christ. If you have untruth in you, you will give out such odor. We have to keep on circumcising our heart until the filthy things are completely removed. In other words, until the root of sins are completely pulled out from our heart. Also, we must not stop the circumcision of the heart midway. Some people have a stoppage in their faith. They have been believers for a long time and have fulfilled many duties. But at a certain moment, they stop circumcising their hearts. Unless we circumcise our heart, we cannot learn the word, we cannot pray, or we cannot work faithfully with all our heart. We can just do them as a duty or a habit. We cannot communicate with God clearly either. We cannot receive an answer to our prayers. And in performing our duties, we don't have any spiritual power or authority either. In other words, we cannot keep the commandments with justice, mercy, and faithfulness. So why is it that they stop circumcising their hearts? The greatest reason is because they look back at the world and take it in again. The worldly things again agitate their hearts through the lust of the eyes. Then it happens. Their circumcision stops. Of course, some people have a stoppage of faith when their faith has reached a certain level, even though they don't look back at or take in the worldly things. What is the reason for this case then? It's because they haven't become spiritual children. They have to be humble and simple before God. But because they have some experience in the faith, they come before God with attitudes of grown adults. At the bottom of that attitude is arrogance. Acts chapter 7 verse 51 says, "You men who are stiff-necked and uncircumcised in heart, and ears are always resisting the Holy Spirit, you are doing just as your fathers did." Because their fathers stood against the Holy Spirit and they worshipped idols. And you do the same thing. They go against the Holy Spirit because of arrogance. They don't obey God. For example, consider the case of the sons of Israel at the time of the Exodus. The sons of Israel had experienced so many signs and wonders of God through their leader, Moses. Nevertheless, they stood against Moses and kept on disobeying him, even though God was with him. This resulted in an anger of God, and they couldn't enter the promised land of Canaan. If you have stopped circumcising your heart from a certain moment, I hope that you will start it over again. Some people are found. I think I found them last week. he seemed to be okay after the group leader seminar, but after that, he started to take the worldly things again. So I told you to get rid of it and do not listen, do not take a look. But he did. So such people like him, I mean, please do not come, the enemy devil and Satan come near to you, those people who tempt you. Brothers and sisters, God is full of compassion. He gives us so many chances. Ezekiel chapter 11 verses 19 and 20 says, "And I will give them one heart and put a new spirit within them. And I will take the heart of stone out of their flesh and give them a heart of flesh, that they may walk in my statutes and keep my ordinances and do them. Then they will be my people and I shall be their God." The history of Israel in the Old Testament can be summarized into two words. They are judgment and salvation. The sons of Israel forsook God and committed sins repeatedly. God judged them according to justice. God put them in the hands of Gentiles or gave them diseases or natural disasters came upon them. Nevertheless, if the sons of Israel repented and cried out to him, he saved them again and again. God judged according to justice, but if they repented, he forgave them and saved them with his mercy and love. God is love itself, and he is our Father. As you witnessed on December 25th last year, God has given us so many chances. Even right now, he is pouring down his grace so the believers who committed sins can turn from sins and completely remove the foreskin of their hearts. Through many signs and wonders, Father God works. And he has even given us the aurora light to help us circumcise our heart, to remove the fleshly thoughts. He is awakening those who have been in spiritual slumber for a long time. He is melting the arrogant and hardened the hearts with the power of the Holy Spirit and the original light. Last Friday's service, you heard the testimony. I appeared in her dream, and I put white linen on her head, and she completely changed. I hope that you will circumcise your heart to cultivate justice, mercy, and faithfulness completely as he is giving you these chances. Let me conclude this message, dear brothers and sisters in Christ. As you remove the dirty skin from your heart, a new flesh would replace it. The new flesh is soft and mild and is sensitive. So, your heart that has the new flesh will more easily feel the love of God and His justice. So, if you circumcise your heart, you can live in overflowing joy every day. If you repent and you are filled with joy, be careful. Instantly, you can be tempted by Satan. Once you lose heart, then you cannot take control of yourself. So be alert. Be on alert and sober. Until you stand on the rock of faith, you should be careful. Once you stand on the rock of faith, you will march on toward the level of spirit. Once after you made it into the, you make it into the spirit, you can be confident and you can be at ease. You will not do any evil. You will not commit sin. You don't need to worry about the lust of the eyes and lust of the flesh because you got rid of them already. You don't take the worldly things. You only have hope for heaven and New Jerusalem. You will be filled with joy and happiness and thanksgiving. Until you manage this kind of Christian life, you have to be alert for fear you stumble. You have to always pray without ceasing and sing praises to Father God, read the Word of God, and do not befriend the worldly things. So if you circumcise your heart, you can live in overflowing joy every day. Also, because you have cast away 30 things from your heart, the fragrance of Christ will be spread around you. Even if, you know, after you clean some the dirty clothes, after you're washing it, you feel great, right? You don't want to put on a dirty clothes. You want to wash it. You want to make it white and clean, and you want to put it on. Especially, I mean, if it is a matter of clothes, then you can wash them with water, and then, or you can buy a new one. But if it is the case with your heart, it is something different. You cannot replace it, or you can purchase a new heart and replace it. So what if it is dirty and filthy? You have to circumcise it with prayer and fasting. You have to cleanse it first. You have to clean it and come into spirit and Holy Spirit. Then even in this world, you will become so white in this world. And just as you put on a clean and white clothes, you will be refreshed. You will have no blemish in your heart. Then you will give out overflowing in the fragrance of our Lord Jesus Christ. You know, when I talk to you like that, when I, you know, come close to you, when I see, you know, your action, you will give out the fragrance of the Lord Jesus Christ, and I want to be with you. Second Corinthians chapter 2, verse 15 says, "For we are a fragrance of Christ to God among those who are being saved and among those who are perishing." I said, the fragrance of Christ will naturally come out from your face, words, and actions. Furthermore, whatever you give to God, the beautiful aroma from the depths of your heart will be offered up to God. The outward deed of practicing the word may look the same, but the aroma will be much thicker and concentrated. According to this extent, the love and blessing of God will be given in a different dimension. Therefore, quickly circumcise your heart to cultivate justice, mercy, and faithfulness. I hope that you will become true children who can be praised that you are beautiful and proper in whatever you do so that you can give great joy to God the Father. I pray in the name of the Lord that you may be prosperous on your trips to and from your home. I also urge you not to bow down before idols in any case. And please, preach the gospel. Take every moment an advantage to preach the gospel. I am Sister So Wee-min. I have a testimony. After Daniel prayer meeting, there was an argument between me and my mom. I got a hot temper, and I got out of the car, and I tried to walk home. At the red light, since the car was stopping, I thought it was okay to get out. But the speed of the car was faster than I thought. So my right leg was outside the car, and my left leg stayed inside the car. So I hurt my leg. And then my leg got swollen up. And I thought it was just a small problem. But I couldn't walk. I couldn't jump. But I just sprayed the water. After giving, glory to God, and I prepared the special prayers for Father God on the altar. But I didn't have much pain on my leg. More thankfully, during the summer retreat, when our college mission members, gave, a special praise, Father God surrounded us with the original aural light. Then later on, after the summer retreat, we gave, encore, the performance on an altar, and then I went to hospital after that. And then the doctor said, the muscle, I mean the Achilles tendon, one tendon was ruptured and two muscles were loosened. And the doctor said I have to cast your leg and you have to wait for about 6 months until your leg is ready to receive operation. Otherwise, you would not walk. I was so surprised. But I was thankful for being able to walk and jump before I came to a hospital. I gave this testimony to Pastor His Jin Lee, and she said she asked me to receive a senior pastor's prayer. So I said, Amen. And I prepared myself to receive in a prayer. And then a thought came to my mind that I would get rid of hot temper to be healed. When I visited the senior pastor's house, I gave, senior pastor read my, prayer title, and the senior pastor prayed for my injury. Even though he didn't put his hand on my leg, I received his prayer by faith. Strangely enough, even though I didn't have any name tag for the patient, senior pastor prayed for me again so that those in the ruptured muscle become normal. I believe that I was confident that I was completely healed. I went to hospital. The doctor examined my leg and it didn't hurt at all. And he said, you were almost healed. And we went through the x-ray and then it was okay. So I went to another hospital. The doctor said, I think the previous hospital made the mistake. Nothing wrong with your leg. Everything's normal. I was so thankful, and I cried out during the Daniel prayer meeting. After the examination, I was able to run in a 500-meter track in the park. But there was no pain at all. I was healed. I received a blessing. I was able to get rid of my hot temper. And I am so full of thanks and joy together with my mother. I will be faithful to my duty as a worship team member and give glory to Father God. I give all thanks to Father God. So one of her ligament was ruptured. And then her ligament was, the two in the ligaments were strained. So she got hot temper after the argument with her mother. But she repented and received my prayer and she was healed. And because of that, since she experienced, she would not burst into hot temper, right? So if you don't burst into hot temper, then you will make a good relationship with you and your mother. I will pray for the sick. Please lay your hand on the sick part of your body. Father God, please lay your hands on these people. From head to toe, in every intestines and organs and nerve system, burn all diseases by the fire of the Holy Spirit. May the light come. Father, her ligaments and tendon were ruptured, but you healed them. Thank you. Father, thank you. Please lay your hands from head to toe in every intestines and organs and nervous system. Burn all diseases by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Let them see well. Let them hear well. And let them be healed of third or fourth stage of cancer. Burn all cancers by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Father, please heal them of high blood pressure, low blood pressure, skin diseases. Be burned by the fire of the Holy Spirit. May the light come. Father from Pakistan, Pastor Tariq Zia requested prayer to purchase the temple and for his members to be protected from mosquitoes. For the police, send in the dragonflies there so that, you know, all the mosquitoes are eaten up by mosquitoes. From Canada, Don Boshua requests a prayer for the high blood pressure, cataract, heart disease, and the right pelvis. Burn all diseases by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Be healed. May the light come. Bless Tamili from Canada to be healed of digestion problem and arthritis. Bless Safia of India to deliver baby well and healthy. Bless missionaries in China so that they can acquire visiting visa well to Korea. And bless missionary Kim to make a prosperous mission trip to many Manmin churches in China. Make all things prosper, Father. Father, please make all things prosperous. Father, many of our members sowed and planted offerings for the Canyon Sanctuary construction to help our design and legal fee. They gather their hearts. Father God, let them be thankful. And our members in branch churches in other countries, they are also participating. Please, 30 times, 60 times, 100 times, bless them, Father. Father, thank you. Be glorified and bless them and be glorified. Let them experience your power. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.